This is Tim Murdoch. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. It is Wednesday, May 20th, and I'm a little bit under the weather. It's getting hot and then cold, hot and then cold. And I hate these radical changes in weather where it gets like, 80 degrees and 40 degrees. I don't like that type of thing. What's up, Kitty Waffy? How are you guys doing? I'm trying to look at who's all in here. Subversive Stopper, wow, rare chance to catch you live, sir. Salute. Hopefully everyone is doing okay. Kitty Waffy says she's feeling icky as well. Oh, it happens. Happens to the best of us. Let's see what we've got this famous commentator on crime, and he's commenting on Chud the Builder. Let's see what type of bullshit he's saying. Let's dissect it, and we'll start pulling up some links here in a minute.
Is racist.
Somebody get him a banana. He's slipping out. Come on over here and
out. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's out there saying racist shit to people, but I don't think his heart's really in it. I don't think he's doing it for the love of the game. I think that there's something way more insidious going on here. I don't think he's like Gypsy Crusader, who I believe is genuinely, absolutely a racist. I think he's more of like a racist poser. I think at very best, he's doing it for the clicks and views so that he can get the money, but I think there might be something way more diabolical going on here. I believe that this dude is funded to create racial hatred and division. For example, I think it's...
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if Chud the Builder... Create it to what end? I guess you could create some kind of diabolical in-game where Chud the Builder is playing a game. You could say that Chud the Builder stumbled upon some particular gimmick, if you will, that does well, and he has some issues with blacks, black behavior. You could say a lot. But as far as making Fed jacketing him, you're going to have a problem with that unless there's some serious evidence other than obviously the speculation. He's saying something racist, so let's Fed jacket him. Aaron White, thank you very much for all your continued and good support, sir. Hopefully the chopping down trees is going okay. But I don't know. But let's hear what else he has to say. Yeah, the SPLC is there to stop any type of organization of whites.
Something like the Southern Poverty Law Center that was recently indicted for giving money specifically to hate groups to promote hatred and racial division so that they could justify getting donations for people to fight hatred and racism. Or maybe it's even the feds themselves, because they know that the more divided that we are, the easier it is to control the general population.
Well, actually, no. No, not that's not true at all. Crafty Booms! What's up, Crafty? How's Crafty Booms doing? Are you having a Crafty Boom summer? I hope I'm having a Crafty Boom summer, because the spring is just ruthless. 40 degrees one day, goes from 85 degrees to 41 degrees. I don't know. How does that work? How does that work? The thing that you have to know about these elites, and I think it's best to use Henry Kissinger. I want to say it's his thesis at Harvard. Create a lot of little wars, and by creating a lot of little wars on the planet, the empire can create stability. They don't want big wars. They want little wars they can control, resource competition, and this type of thing. And I think that's what they do in social engineering, and I think they do it all over the English-speaking world. They create little wars that they can control and then social engineer out of them. And so that's really what they're doing, is creating little race wars all over the place, especially against white people. Now, I think in some ways it's probably gotten out of hand, because you could end up, hell, you don't know when an emperor is going to break free and claim the white race and have a bunch of nukes or something like that, and then all of a sudden everyone's moving underneath them. Like some Boer, a Boer farmer emperor over there in South Africa with, plenty of land, plenty of resources, gets a bunch of nukes. And creates like a mini, actually a big North Korea, and just says, white only migration. Next thing you know, we're all becoming South Africans. I mean, we could create some crazy scenarios. You create scenarios like that around America, because America, in any given state in America, has nukes. So, you have your own little Midwest empire that's white only? And how many of you are going to be migrating quickly? Well, a lot. And you could go state by state, region by region, right? Northwest, well, yeah, you could have a little emperor with his nukes and just say, look, anyone fuck with the whites here, it's white only. And if you don't like it, I'm nuking you. And maybe these U.S. nukes don't work. But I don't think anyone would really want to risk that. So, you see, there's lots of different ways to go about this. But I don't know. This guy, J.D. DeLay, but he's just speculating.
But what do y'all think?
Gypsy Crusader is legit racist, though. That's kind of funny. True. I don't know. Is J.D. part of Leviathan Media Group? He's a guy that went to prison. He doesn't think in racial terms. But, you know, he gets a lot of anti-white stuff gets on these guys' nerves. But he's been in jail. He doesn't like pedophiles. I think he was molested as a kid. I don't know his whole entire MO. We can play some videos here.
If they have,
I thought she was talking.
Try the Arby's Meat Mountain.
I thought she was talking about something else completely different when she said Arby's Meat Mountain. Jax, I need to go to church.
Yeah, he's just like one of these social media guys that hangs out with those other social media guys. He does commentary, but he's not doing anything too aggressive or too dicey. And he does have a record, a serious criminal record, I think, for drug dealing. And I mean, it's like serious drug dealing. And he's done serious time and, you know, kind of rehabilitation, that prison rehabilitation, prison commentary, general commentary on state of U.S. society. You know, a lot of the slop, it doesn't really, I guess on any given day, maybe he could offer some commentary on prison inmate life or something like that. But, you know, Gypsy is legit brown. Well, he is, he's a gypsy and he's a racist gypsy. How about that? Interview JD? I don't really want to. You know? So, traitor? I don't think he sees himself as a traitor, but a lot of whites are. They just don't. They're not very racially minded, so they're easily manipulated. And what's easy to, and it's really easy to manipulate them if there's financial incentive behind it. If there was financial incentives behind like ethnocentrism and white nationalism. And as that happens, how many white nationalists do you see? Quite a lot. JD stole cars for meth money. Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying all his videos are bad, but he's just like, you're not going to do anything too risque and end up on YouTube unless you're an asset. Got to be like Ben Shapiro or something, you know? So, I don't know. We'll have to see how these people end up 10 years from now. I don't really have any more to say. Let's see. Hold on here. Let's see what the hell is going on here. Let me get this tooled up. Got some funny animal videos, and we've got this eighth grade teacher pulling up comments from, of course, the eighth grade. Crazy video from Jonathan Pollard, that Pollard character. This is not Pollard, Jonathan Pollard, but the Jewish spy. Let's check out, it's just another day in Branch, New Jersey. Can you imagine being an investor in long-term U.S. bonds and seeing this? Well, they are all across the planet.
Oh, they're on that guy's car.
I mean, This stuff is all over the world. Now, what's funny about this, this is breaking 911 with sort of like a sarcastic white nationalist-like type of thing. You'd see Kitty Waffe do this, by the way. Kitty Waffe does this, and she does it in style. But this is breaking 911 taking her stuff, and it's a big channel. Welcome to Long Branch, New Jersey. Law enforcement had to enforce an 8 p.m. curfew. And the comments, of course, are lit up. And this is what I look at. I mean, this 200,000 views, this big mainstream channel covering, you know, blacks. Because it gets a lot of clicks. Just like covering chimpanzees or anything else. Let's check out what the eighth graders are doing in America. Now, this, I'm guessing, is suburban and mostly white from the comments. I said mostly. You know, the above average. And I consider above average a classroom that's not necessarily smart, but mostly white. As opposed to a classroom that's mostly black.
Things that my eighth graders have said to me. Are you in therapy? You seem like the type. You look like my grandpa's couch. Thank you. Now that the ops are gone, we can yap. A student got the answer right and yelled, "Yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets."
Could be black.
Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants.
Hmm.
I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real. Miss Dugan, the toilet paper in this school sucks. I just got dookie on my hand.
I don't know. Some of these are kind of hard. Because you know they're mostly white. It's above average. This is not a teacher in some black school.
Fat ass alert. That one ended up being about me. I was eating some crackers. Miss Dugan, you don't want to know what I say about you behind your back or you'd quit your job. And finally, how does it feel to be the only unmarried teacher in this school? Thank you.
Now, these are above average, guys. You know, at one time, the U.S. Eighth graders would be top of the world. Back when the Beach Boys, back when they had real high schools in America and the Beach Boys were running around California. Eighth grade class was serious business, doing serious math. And, of course, they weren't going to school with blacks and Mexicans and everything else. It was just a serious white country. Is basically segregated. Still kind of is, although everything's to the lowest common denominator. That's what the segregationists said in the South, is if you desegregate and move the blacks around, then the whites will start acting like blacks and everything will go to hell in a handbasket. Hard to argue. But nonetheless, this is what the eighth grade, it's what you have to look forward to. Future of civilization here. Carmel, Indiana is the best place to live in 2026, 2027. High marks for quality of life. Let's look up Carmel, Indiana, because they're going all this. This is U.S. News World Report. They're going all around, running around, talking about how wonderful it is to live in. And demographics, okay? Okay. Demographics is like, what, 80%? It's only 3% black. All right. So where are they? They're right under 80%. In 2000, 20 years ago, it was 91%. Now it's right under 80%. But blacks are only 3%. 2000 blacks were 1.5%. Oh, Asians are 12%. I wonder if that's got to be Hispanics 4%, mixed race 3%, Native Hawaiian hardly anything. Asians are 12%. I wonder if you're getting those in Hindus. Must be. I guess it could be Chinese, Korean, Japanese, but I'm guessing it's Indian from India because they consider them Asian. But I don't know. So basically, it's mostly white. Now, if you find a white community that's 90%, 80% above, and they're still out there, my favorite one is 98%. It's kind of a hidden gem somewhere. But they're out there in America. You want to keep it quiet, though. So we know why it made the U.S. World News Report's rankings. It only has 3% black population. You know, and 4%. In my state they count Indians as white, and they count a percentage of the Muslims as white. It's very weird. We don't have a good head count in somewhere like Michigan. So, you know, but this particular area, you know, it's still white enough to be nice, and has, you know, some things going for it. You know, it's the way it goes. Basically, it's more homeboys than beach boys now. Well, it's been that way for quite a while. They lie about racial data in my area. Yeah. They lie about it everywhere. Well, what they do is they make nons into whites and whites into nons and this type of thing. But it's mostly a one-way street of making nons into whites. Selectively. It's a mess. But you get the picture. The basic picture, and it's very basic, is that Carmel, Indiana is nice. It used to be very, very nice. Now it's still nice. That's the way it goes. I bet you didn't know this. More than half of what Americans eat is ultra-processed. I don't know why they went down this particular food avenue. I think it was an experiment. Maybe it was to make us slower, more diabetic, more on medicine. It's this dark, dark path they walk down with medicine and food. I don't know why you do that for an empire. Usually empires give a shit. These guys, you know, I guess they thought that we would rule the world. Subversion Stopper says he sent X in our chat. Okay. Yeah, I see it. See here. Good news. I got JFGRP, and they don't have it yet. Normally, I can pop a chat up on my, like this, which is kind of cool. I can pop a super chat up, but they don't have XMR chat hooked up to my live joiner yet. There's some glitches in it, or at least if that's happening. I got JF to join up on XMR chat. Go send JF and Tim a few bucks in Monero to give them a warm welcome, boys. Monero once again vindicated as the number one most based crypto community. Puts on sunglasses. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Don't ever be shy with the Monero, the XMR bucks. They always come in handy. But half of what America eats is ultra-processed, and ultra-processed is very bad. I mean, over-the-counter food in places like Japan is considered very healthy. Even the McDonald's in Japan is considered super healthy. You compare the ingredients to the ingredients in food here, and it's really somewhat beyond disturbing. You compare the ingredients of certain cereals, General Mills cereal, to here and in Europe, same cereal, and it's very disturbing. But why go down that road for an empire? I mean, it's not a conspiracy. If you're even Piers Morgan has quandered this. Everyone talks about this, trying to figure out exactly why they would go down this road, other than, I guess you could say it's, you know, just chalk it up to, most of you guys would chalk it up to being Jews, but I think you'd be more intelligent long-term, because now you're dealing with all kinds of different health problems related to this. And there are plenty of fast food options that you could do. Now, they are trying to make a change. I saw that Aldi's was taking several ingredients down. What'll happen in certain stores, if this does happen, that Aldi's will redo and take out and try to become the, you know, the cleanest supermarket, whatever, at a low cost. And what'll happen is people will start shopping there more. But I saw an expose on even organic strawberries in America, and it was disturbing. Yeah, they're poisoning us, but you can't run an empire and poison the population. It's just problematic. Wolf Circer says, I'm drinking raw milk now in Idaho. My wife loves that. I drink it. Well, you can get raw milk near me. You've got to drive a minute. There is also a family-owned dairy. They don't do organic because they would have to shut down their farm for a few years to turn into organic legally. But I think they have the closest to organic that isn't organic, that type of thing. It's a family-owned farm. Now, they have some raw options that are kind of interesting. It's more like a cream top, though. They have admitted that there's no chocolate in chocolate. It just depends on the chocolate. There's various different chocolate brands that are okay. You've got to look at the ingredients. You mean like Hershey's? Well, Hershey's is forced to turn back the formula. They're doing all kinds of weird stuff to food from time to time in America. It's just one giant experiment. So, but anyways, let's move on here. And we got some guys, and, you know, these guys love their animals, and whites and animals gets kind of exotic. This guy has a giant pet stingray. Stingray looks like it likes him. I don't know if this is a Greek or an Italian fellow. Older. He's sitting on the edge here so his stingray buddy can check him out. And this is a big one.
They say the holy water's watered down.
Oh, he's happy to see his
town's
buddy.
Lost its faith.
He's got a bucket full of fish for him.
Our colors will fade.
Look at the size of that
eventually,
thing.
So if our time is running out. Day
he's petting it.
After day, we'll make the Monday.
Look how happy he is.
A masterpiece.
Now, I wouldn't think a stingray would be that freaking smart.
My love.
It's like a big sea puppy.
I take one look at you, you're taking me off.
I don't know. I've seen it all now. Pet stingray. Now, this does not go down that well. I guess if you're threatened by a pit bull's going to knock you off your bike and eat you or something. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, or a giant Rottweiler or something. This guy's driving down these back roads, and he's just, any dog that runs up to him, for whatever reason, he's just gassing them with bear spray, I guess. Amputee cyclist riding through what looks like to be rural back roads kept pepper spraying dogs that were running toward him during his ride.
No, dog. No, no. Back.
Well, that was a pit bull, but still, I mean... He's going down back roads. This almost looks like a gravel road.
Dog, no, no.
And this is really pissing people off right now.
Back.
That's quite a spray.
Yeah, I got that pepper spray on him right there. That was a pit bull, and I'm sorry I had to do that, but he was going to try to bite me. So I pepper sprayed him.
Pretty dangerous having a dog that will run into the road, though. Usually they're on leashes or something.
Pit bull coming here.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, no, no, no. All right, got him. I hated to do that because the wind was blowing right at me, you know, so it could blow back on my face, but he ran up on me so fast and so close that I was able to just aim it down, and the power of that spray was able to overpower the wind and just get right on his face.
No, 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 no! No!
Now, this dog looks like you could pretty much just threaten it or kick it out of the way. I mean, it's not going to knock you off your bike. It's not going to bite you. He just blasts this thing right in the face.
No.
And I spray him just in the nick of time. Perfect. It's a windy day, so I'm lucky I got it on him because it was really windy. But it was just in the right direction and everything aligned that I was able to deflect this bite. And you can see he closes his eyes, but then right there he opens his eyes up, and then the spray, the effects of the pepper spray kick in. It's not the most potent spray.
I guess it's better to have that than to get bit, but I don't know where those dogs going to bite him. Pitbull, some giant Rottweiler runs out, and they will knock you off your bike. Rottweilers will. Some pit bulls will. I don't know. Pretty controversial. I'm not riding a bike around dogs. They always chase me, so I'm definitely not doing it. What's up, Galaxy Wanderer? Hopefully you're okay over there. Wandering the Galaxy on YouTube as usual. Yeah, I mean, it's a controversial video. But at the same time, those dogs should be on leashes. They should be in backyards. They shouldn't be running into the road. One of those dogs looked non-threatening and harmless. The other ones, they're pit bulls. You could say that, you know. What do you guys think? A lot of people are pissed off over this. This amputee just gassing dogs on camera. They shouldn't have dogs running around, though. Usually dogs are on a leash or something, or in a backyard. Being able to run into a road, it's a good way to lose a dog. What if you have the UPS man or the FedEx man or the Amazon driver there to deliver your package? Your dog going to run up and kill you? Kill him or bite him or cause a scene or, you know. And Galaxy's not having any pit bulls as she wanders the galaxy. Well, I don't know. It's controversial, though. Now, this is my favorite animal video. This is probably the last one of the night. I don't think I have any more lined up, but let's check it out. We'll see what we got shaking here. Wait for it. This is over in Hungary, by the way. Driving around the countryside. It looks like a mountain bike or an electric bike or something. Uh-oh.
Good morning, officer. It's my boss. Hack me off, fuck.
I heard that, fuck.
Had my boss with you.
You fucking rabbit. How the fuck did you jump like that? Oh, what has he got? He's got some kind of little skateboard thing. Electric skateboard.
Tell me, boss, on you.
It fucked him up.
Get you over a foot as bar, I remember.
Sounds like Italian. Hold on. What was that? A hare jumped onto an electric scooter here in Hungary. Okay. Let's check this out again. This is funny. That rabbit made such a jump, though. It's impressive. Of course, we show stuff like this on White Rabbit Radio. That rabbit went total faggot death. For riding that little skateboard, he may have had it coming. Yeah, it's kind of funny. A Hungarian hare. That Hungarian had a hare up his ass, eh? Check this out. What's funny is it didn't even hurt the hair and it knocked his ass down. Well, those things can move pretty quickly. He's like, fuck his mother's cock. Look at this guy. This made me laugh so hard, though. I'm like, I'm playing this. Look at this. Boom! And you guys got an electric scooter like this? They don't look that practical because they don't go off road. Or do they go off road? He had on gloves. What are you crying about? He's worried about breaking his hand. Little rabbit caused all these problems. He's going 30 miles an hour. Oh! Oh, that's so funny. I saw it, so you guys had to. Highly entertaining, though. If only the rabbit were white. Yeah. He was brown. They do have white rabbits in Europe. They're very rare. It's a sign of good luck. Well, they have white rabbits everywhere, actually. I mean, they're common in the Arctic, obviously, but white rabbits somewhere like Europe, where our ancestors evolved, very rare. They're a sign of good luck. albino rabbits. It definitely got the jump on him. Yes, it did. It's funny stuff, though. Must have been a huge hair to knock him down. Well, it looked like a good size one. It's just the way it hit him. And plus, it scared the shit out of him. Well, I mean, it's pretty scary to watch for the first time. I mean, how many of you guys jumped? You weren't expecting that. He wasn't expecting that at all. Now, you could see the rabbit run out of the corner. But he probably didn't think it was going to jump up and try to knock him on his ass. Rabbit was like, who's this faggot? I'm going to knock him over. It's kind of funny. I don't know. I've never actually seen a scooter like this. Let's see what they're saying about the Odyssey. One of you guys sent this in. Hold on here. They're making fun of the Odyssey. Talking about, they give a soundbite or two on here. Let's check it out here. This gay
everyone
Odyssey
was black
film.
Apparently.
Right?
From the Japanese to the Europeans, everyone was black.
They've unironically been doing that. Like in educational videos made by the BBC and other places like that, they show some of the earliest people on the British Isles, right? The foundational Anglo-Saxons and other things. And I forget if it was exactly Anglo-Saxons. But no, there's like inject, you know, black people into the historical things. And it's like, that's not true at all. And then you have people like, she's like from The View, she boldly says, so people that are saying Helen of Troy could not possibly be played by a black woman don't know history. And she says it so confidently, right? And cites this book. And again, this book is just being trashed by historians for how nonsense it is. But that's the kind of game that they play. They defend it. And if it was in the reverse, they would lose.
Oh, this is a pretty big channel. I see why you guys sent it in. Night's
Watch. Mind if a white person was playing for a black figure. And by the way, we have seen this. We have seen them lose their minds. In the lead-up casting to the Lilo and Stitch live-action film, the character playing the older – sorry, the actress playing the older sister, people lost their minds because she was just a few shades too white. She was still of the correct ethnic, you know, heritage, but she still was that little bit too white compared to the animated, you know, thing. That's what they
I think we all know by now that when they say diversity, they just really mean anti-white. They just really want to get rid of white people.
That's exactly
blatantly true.
That's good. If only all the other large YouTube channels would repeat lines like that all the time. At least you have some amount of awareness on this. 138,000 nights watched.
Heritage. But she still was that little bit too white compared to the animated, you know, thing. That's what they
I think we all know by now that when they say diversity, they just really mean anti-white. They just really want to get rid of white people. That's exactly blatantly true.
Exactly. And so that's just one example of the lack of care for history in what is looking to be the Odyssey. And then the trailer dropped.
Yeah, they're talking about the backlash on the Odyssey. Diversity is just anti-white. I'll take it. For a large YouTube channel, hey. Some amount of awareness in that guy. Insane video, and I appreciate you guys sending that in, shows MTA car explode in huge New York City fireball near Wall Street's Charging Bull. This was quite a fireball here. Guys, this is a crazy clip. Look at that. This is Wall Street.
Evet arkadaşlar, boğanın önündeyiz.
Wow. It's like the apocalypse. Who's on Wall Street? MTA car exploding, an enormous fireball. Is an MTA car electric, maybe battery related? But an MTA car explodes in an enormous fireball. We'll have to see what the investigation says. Car explosion outside MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan. It's crazy. All right, charred wreckage of the vehicle. Is that electric? Must have been. Pretty large. Something's going on. Crazy. You know. Let's check this out. Anyways, we'll keep track of it. Who knows? Electric cars go up from time to time. There's safer ways to make them, and they will get safer, I think. Aaron White says it's a train car. Yeah, well, they're showing a wreckage. You know what that might have been? That might have been a car that burned up near it. That's another thing about large fires. They catch other things on fire. It did look like a firebomb, but MTA would be pretty big, right? It's like a subway car or something? I don't know. Crazy. The worst leak that I've witnessed. U.S. Cybersecurity Agency leaves its digital keys out in the public on GitHub. They basically were storing their passwords on GitHub. Yeah, it's the Cybersecurity Agency storing its passwords on GitHub. Those digital keys. How funny is that? Chinese e-cars are better and cheaper. Well, they're going to be selling them up in Canada. New sodium battery just released. I don't know anything about sodium batteries, other than it sounds like salt. But don't leave your passwords up on GitHub, guys. You won't believe this. Jonathan Pollard says he was raped for 6 weeks by 11 American naval intel officers. I think he survived the Holocaust too, right? Let's check this out.
The hardest part, after I was interrogated, which left me, now I'm 100% disabled. After that, and after my sentencing.
Where there was a lot of violence?
Yeah, my back was broken in four places. Every joint in my body was broken.
Every joint in his body was broken. He wouldn't be moving.
Why?
First of all, they wanted to know my team, who my team was, and what was the escape plan. And we have a rule, you know, you wait 30 days to let people get out. And I had lost track of time. I was naked, covered with a bag, somewhere. I didn't know where I was. Yeah, it was cold. It was up in the mountains. I guess it was either West Virginia or Pennsylvania. I'm not sure. And so I just said, okay, that's it. I don't know what time it is, so I just keep my mouth shut. But the two things they wanted, one was the names and the escape route of my team members, and the other was a list of pretty much every prominent American Jewish leader. And they just wanted me to put a tick next to the box associated with their name.
He's a victim, guys.
Implicating them in my operations. And I knew very quickly that this was a decapitation effort on somebody's part. And I was raised by my parents not to moser another Jew, except if it's in a kosher bed in. And my father emphasized the kashrut nature of the bed in. And
you basically can't tell on other Jews. You have to take it to the grave. And he was a good spy for Israel. He should have, I don't know. He was in jail a long time. But it's kind of interesting. Usually when you break your back in jail and then every joint, you're not doing so well and you die in jail or something.
So I couldn't say anything, except I said horrible things, stupid things in retrospect, like when I was getting hit. And I told the interrogator, my mother hit me harder than that. He showed me rather quickly that I was mistaken. I didn't know who had done it to me. I really didn't. And my lawyers, after 6 weeks, I was raped also almost every day for 6 weeks.
My face, mirror.
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting because...
Can you imagine naval or intelligence officers actually raping Jonathan Pollard? He was raped every day for 6 weeks. Yikes. Imagine that job assignment. Hey, guys, your job is to, you're an intel officer. You're going to go in and rape this fat Jew. I have a feeling, that that never happened.
I talk to religious women's groups composed of women from the age of 18 to 90 who have been sexually abused by a relative. And they open up to me because I understand what they must have gone through. And they're shocked at first that it could happen to a man. And then they understand that they have somebody to talk to.
Who did it?
Well, I didn't know until 9/11.
You didn't know who raped him until 9/11. Did Silverstein rape him?
Navy delegation came to see me. I knew they were military, but I didn't know who.
6 weeks? You think just the 6 weeks is an exaggeration? I think the whole entire rape bullshit is exaggeration.
They were. I could see the boots. Military, but I didn't know who they were. I could see the delegation came to see me. I knew they were military. And a Navy.
Well,
I didn't know until 9/11.
9/11.
And a Navy delegation came to see me. I knew they were military, but I didn't know who they were. I could see the boots. So the Navy officers looked at me and said, the 11 of your brother officers, Navy officers. So I knew they were 11. I knew they were Navy. I knew they were officers. All died in 9/11 at the Pentagon. They were in the office that the airplane hit head on, and there was nothing left of them, vaporized, as if they had never lived. And so I'm wondering, why am I here? So they said, we thought, and they pushed their tape recorder forward, and they were videotaping it. And they said, we thought you'd like to give words of consolation to their wives and children. And God kept my mouth shut, because I realized they wanted me to say something very bad, and there wouldn't be any context, and it would just be a stream of profanity. And I was quiet until I gathered my thoughts, and then I said, okay, yes, I have something, words of consolation for their wives and children. We have an expression in Hebrew, Baruch Dayan Hemet. And I thank God for having the wisdom to remember that at the time. And yeah, it was ironic, but it was appropriate.
These guys just sit around and make shit up. Now, maybe he got some rough treatment. Okay. Raping him? Why would they rape him? I mean, we know who does that. This is projection. We don't really have any evidence of U.S. intel officers raping spies. We do have evidence of Israelis doing crazy shit to prisoners. I don't know. I thought it was such a crazy story. But 9/11, 9/11 changed shit. Ew, lads. Jeff Bezos. Man, all these guys are glazing Trump. I've never seen so many CEOs glaze Trump. Trump's a god to them. Bezos is going at it with people that don't like billionaires, apparently. Hold on, let's see here. Bezos explains AOC. He's going after AOC for her lack of billionaire knowledge.
Let me ask you about the anger, because there seems to be anger, at least from certain political sides of this. And AOC recently said in a podcast, I'm just curious how you think about this, says there's a certain level of wealth and accumulation that is unearned, she says. You can't earn $1 billion. Just can't earn that, she says. You can get market power. You can break rules. You can abuse labor laws. You can pay people less than what they're worth. But you can't earn that.
Yeah.
By the way, you've earned an extraordinary amount of money. You employ largest employer, if not one of them, in the whole country. When you read that, what do you think?
Well, it's not cracked on its face. Let me give you a simple example. Let's say you start a burger joint and you have 10 employees, and and you make a little bit of money,
right?
Until you have this one outlet. And by the way, these are the most delicious burgers in the world. People love your burgers, Andrew. And so then you open a second outlet,
right?
And now you're making a little bit more money, and you have 20 employees, and you open a third outlet. By the time you've opened 1,000 outlets, you are a billionaire.
Right.
And by the way, this is a real life story. It happens all the time. It's In-N-Out Burger. It's, you know, Raising Cane's chicken. At what point did that money all of a sudden become unethical? Or it didn't. There was one outlet, and then there were two, and then there were three. What you're doing, the way you make $1 million or $100 million or $10 million or anything, is you create a service that people love. And if millions of people choose your service, you're going to end up with $1 billion.
What happens if 1 million people choose your service because you got a government monopoly or you paid off a bunch of politicians? There's a lot of challenges to that, but nonetheless, you know. Bezos looks so Jewish. I don't think he is Jewish. I mean, in America, if you're at that level, you might as well be. You could say the English-speaking world as a whole, maybe Western civilization, we're just threaded with them. So, you know. Fawns over Trump. Jeff Bezos, fawns over Trump in wild CNBC interview. A lot more mature, more disciplined version than his first term. Ooh, lads. Holy cow. Crazy. Bezos is a bozo. But nonetheless, I started Amazon, which was good used book ideal. You could sell books and used books. I mean, it was an ideal for its time. It's good. Agreed with it. From there, it morphed into now he's a billionaire, TRT fanatic or whatever. You know, speaking of TRT fanatics, we got some these trannies. These half-Mexican, half-white trannies, apparently they weren't transgender. I keep on saying that because everyone and their brother put out news reports that they were transgender. Everyone's put that out. That's not confirmed. It's just half Mexicans going off for the white race. Kayla Vasquez allegedly posted a 75-page manifesto, not allegedly, on 4chan. Calls himself mentally ill, French, half-Mexican, LARPing spick, incel who hates women, Jews, Muslims, and all people. Hero worship mass shooters. Okay. So he's a, we could call this a multiracial identity crisis, multiracial mass shooter with lots of Nazis like Dunkel, like Nazi stuff. These guys were called transgender. I mean, even Elon Musk retweeted something, but that has not been verified in any way, shape, manner, or form, any of the tranny stuff. this gas can, it looked like a total Fed operation. I'm not going to lie. As soon as I saw the gas can, it's like, yeah, that's something you go down to your local Home Depot or Ace Hardware. You walk down that aisle that has that big sign up, says, you know, hate crime accessory sold here, and you buy yourself a hate crime accessory. SS gas can, which is kind of funny and sad. But anyways, they're freaking crazy, obviously. But we've got some videos here. Now, word of warning, these videos are supposedly crazy. And we're not going to watch all of them, but they killed each other, right? They shot each other in the head at the same time. I think it's just crazy. Well, he's white enough to pull it off. Half white. It's the problem with mixed race. They had a lot of identity problems. They can, at least. I think we see that more and more as we have more of them. Sure is loading this gun quick. There's no sound here yet. Looks like he practiced with it. He's got all the writing on there. See the black sun. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. Yeah, a lot of them don't feel like they belong anywhere. That's the problem. And it'll always be that way. That's why you don't want to make them. A video surfaced of yesterday's shooting at the Islamic Center in San Diego. Two shooters, aged 17 and 19, were seen wearing Nazi symbols and live-streamed the attack. Security guard and two staff members were killed. Got some Muslims, though. Went after Muslims. Hated Jews and hated everyone, but went after Muslims. No sound. They don't got any sound on this stuff. A lot of guns. Bleeding from the mouth. I think they shot each other. Let's see here. Video of San Diego shooters shooting each other in the head. Now, this is graphic. You guys, I'm going to give a warning. We'll do a 10-second countdown. I have no clue to what Syria Girl is tweeting it out, but since Syria Girl, it can't be too bad. But I'm going to give a 10-second countdown. And these are two mass shooters shooting each other after the shooting. These San Diego shooters. Well, we'll do a 5-second. I'll do 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. No sound in this. Don't know what to expect here. They're riding in a car. Shit, this is long. What is that, 5 minutes long? 9 minutes long? They're going to kill each other. What did they have going on? Okay, they're driving. I'm kind of speeding it up here. Okay, so they got the guns ready. Okay, this is the attack. We played this before. They're loading and unloading. They're wearing GoPros, it looks like, of some kind. Or all right, now they're back in the car, I think. Yeah, they're riding in the car. So they're going to point at each other and shoot each other in the end. It's like some kind of Romeo Juliet type weird shit, except two mixed race guys. They got cams on. They got head cams and everything, like kind of walkie talkies. They got radios on. All right, here we go. Oh wow! They're pointing at each other's head. Look at this crazy shit. Now, there is no sound, guys. All right. So, muzzle of the gun on each other's head. Oh, well, these guys weren't screwing around. I'm surprised they didn't go, like, the front line in Ukraine or something. There's the Mexican one. I guess they're both part Mexican. Why can't I hear what they're saying? I guess they didn't play the sound to keep from getting it taken down. Because they were taking these videos down everywhere. She got it. She got, was that a shotgun? That's rough. Shotty to the face. They're kind of like engineering. They're in the front seat of a car or some kind of vehicle. They're in the front seat, driver seat and passenger seat. And they've got one looks like a shotgun or a rifle. So they got two of these guns, and they're pointing them at each other's heads and putting their fingers on the trigger so they can off each other at the same time. It's kind of like dueling with swords, but with, Looks like a shotgun, a Mini 14. Could be the call. I have a feeling this is an ugly ending, though. It's a black sun signal. Oh, it looks like they shot each other or something. Maybe they were shot already. Wounded. Yeah, they're putting their heads down. They're trying to figure out exactly how this goes. Oh, is he shooting his friend? Oh, he shot his friend right there. Shot his friend in the head with a pistol. Then he shot himself. Okay, that's gnarly. Okay, so they were kind of like dueling figuring out how they were going to do it. And I thought they were going to point a gun at each other and then do it that way. Then the guy with the pistol, you know, just shot his friend and then shot himself. They definitely put some thought into all this. That's a lot to go into. You think they just go down to Mexico and live and hang out with the Mexicans? I mean, part Mexican, part French. I don't know. One was. I don't know what the other one was. You think they'd live like a king of Mexico? You know, learn some Spanish. They killed a pro-Hitler Muslim. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Mixed race. It's like a Jewish dream. You know, Code Nohov Kalergi dream coming here. And they go after Muslims. With a bunch of National Socialist symbols and SS gas cans. Intriguing. And then they kill themselves in the end. Very strange. Nonetheless, it's a sick world, sick country. I'm just bringing you the news. What do you guys think? You guys know anything about them that I just have to let it shake out? I mean, it appears from the screed they actually did, at least what they're saying, is they hated everyone. They hated themselves, basically. He's got a swastika on his pistols. All the pistols had messages all over them. It's kind of like that New Zealand shooter. Wasn't the New Zealand shooter the first one with messages all over his gun? Or is there a long line of those? But they have all kinds of stuff on every single gun. Someone said in Adam Green's chat that a non-white security guard was posting pro-Hitler memes or something. Don't know if it's true. Well, on any given day, maybe half the internet's posting something about Hitler. Average Groiper? I don't know if that's the average Groiper. David Smith? The Groipers are by and large part of the Catholic nationalist movement. And there's outliers around them. But they're one particular piece of that. And they do have white members as well as nuns. I know. But Catholic nationalism is a big deal in Europe. I think they'll blow apart from within eventually, but you know. But that's another story for another day. I don't think that's the average Groiper, though. I don't think you're being fair. Free Chud. Chud the Builder. All right, a lot of stuff is going on with Chud. Hold on. Someone put up his GoFundMe, and let's see where he's at. There's a lot of stuff coming out on his bond. This is a pretty good piece. Many people think that it was self-defense, but is he going to get a fair trial? I don't know how this is going to turn out. I mean, if I predict anything, they'll railroad him, but a lot can happen. And he could cut a plea deal. I just don't know. I don't think he will. You know. So. Vengeance says, Tim Borzoi did a deep dive on these people, shooters in general, and they share a similar traits. Use a website or group chat with a bunch of spooks in it, essentially redirecting them towards less consequential targets. I can believe that. There's so many spooks online and stuff. Let me look up something here. Let's look up Chud the Builder. I know that the problem was he didn't have access to his phone, and so he directed people to a new GiveSend Go. That's going to be a problem. Because this type of thing always takes a starch away. 268,000. Now there's another one going. So I don't know what the deal is. That's kind of convoluted. Nonetheless, he doesn't have access to his phone. Maybe he'll get his phone back and get access to the GiveSend Go. I don't know. His original one he started, basically. They were supposedly white supremacist Nazis, but they killed Muslims and were Hispanics. What the fuck? Yeah, with SS gas cans. The whole entire thing looks shady as hell. But nonetheless, there's people dead. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the country. But let's hear what he has to say. Andrew Branca talking about how this... there's going to be a hearing over this particular outrageous bond. This $1.25 million bond. Now, this Jewish promoter that promotes those boxing matches, he's like a Jewish live streamer. He's supposed to get him out on bail and Chud's going to fight for him or something. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens here, see what's going on. But Chud the Builder said things about blacks. I don't know that he said anything about Jews.
Here's Dalton Etherly versus Montgomery County, you know, other bail comparisons. Infant rape and murder. The bond was $100,000. Dalton got $1.25 million for a non-fatal use of force event. Murder, rearrested, $125,000. Attempted murder, which is the most serious charge brought against Dalton, $252,000. So a full million lower than Dalton Etherly got. Average of 16 murder cases, $348,000. So roughly $900,000 less than Dalton was asked to put up. Murder median, about the same. Double murder by a felon, $750,000. Double homicide, $1 million. And then double homicide, he killed two people. Etherly, Dalton Etherly, Chud the Builder, didn't kill anyone. Attempted murder. Arguably, self-defense. 1.2, because a lot of these cases, you know, there is no articulable self-defense narrative. But here there is. 1.2, 1.25, I believe, was the total bond. Same account. Another post writes, District Attorney Robert Nash, who's the DA in this district, was appointed by Governor Bill Lee, November 8th, 2021, then won election. The DAs they're politicians. They run for election. Here's every murder and attempted murder case with bail under his tenure. And I think are these the same ones in the chart? Some of them are the same. Somebody shot and killed someone in a robbery, $10,000. $10,000. Second degree murder in a robbery, $25,000. Second degree murder, weapon aggravated assault, $25,000. Attempted murder, $50,000. First-degree murder.
I think that judge is going to have some problems with this, justifying these disparities in this particular county. The disparities are huge, other than one's a white dude and a high-profile ordeal.
$50,000. Someone actually died. Still 25 times lower than the Dalton Etherly. Of course, a whole bunch of these. Tennessee statute 40-11-118 requires a bail to be set as low as necessary to assure appearances. That's the purpose of bail, that when you're asked to come to court, you'll show up. If you don't show up, you forfeit the bail. That's the purpose of the bail. The Tennessee Constitution prohibits excessive bail. District Attorney Nash's own website says he ensures the criminal justice system is fair to all involved and follows the law as written. And then he provides contact information for that DA. I mean, you can make a note of this if you want. I would say, yeah, he says it here. Do not engage in any harassment. Simply let them know the data is available. We have the data. And then he has a nice graphic he had generated here about all this, you know, all the comps here, different violent crimes, often involving murders or multiple murders or offenses against children. The black bars are what they were asked to put up for in bond. Yeah. And then we have the Dalton Etherly.
Oh, the white guy.
So in this context, I mean, I've not done this research, obviously. This is this gentleman's work. But in this context, this looks horrific. This looks like an egregious miscarriage of justice, this $1.25 million bond. Now, we'll see what happens. So what we have now is an initial bond. There will be a bail hearing. And in the bail hearing, evidence can be presented, evidence like this. So I presume they're providing this to Jacob Fenley, I think is the name of the defense attorney for Dalton. I presume he's been provided with this and he should use it as evidence before the judge, who's going to assign a more durable bail amount, which could, you know, would hopefully be lower.
All right. At least he's informing his audience of something, and we'll have to see what's going on. Let me get through this. Get through this CAPTCHA here. Oh, how I love CAPTCHA. There we go. 5 charts show how ChatGPT has flooded our lives. Basically, everything online is slop. Slop, more slop, and nothing but the slop. So help me God. So if you're ever thinking a lot of stuff online is AI slop, oh, it is. And it's getting worse by the hour. Not very good. The captions these days are just really humiliation rituals. I kind of agree with that. But what are you going to do? The extended clip is even worse. Hold on. Let's Tommy Robinson. So enough of the AI slop. We'll go into Tommy Robinson, who is another version of AI slop. But he had this big rally, and Mark Collette will be on next week to talk about it. He was at the rally with Sam Melia. And we're going to talk to Mark next Monday. Keep that in mind. But the extended clip is even worse. This is Steve Laws. And talking, this is his ex account, Steve Laws. And this is Tommy Robinson talking to this famous, I think it's this Oliveira guy, the YouTuber, and about something. Let's listen.
And it started off when I was little as a little era. Now it's just massive. This town will never be English again. Say that out loud. All the history of Luton Town, this is now an Islamic town.
And if this were a Sikh town, would you have the same problem?
I wouldn't have a problem, no.
Tell me why.
No, because the Sikh community integrate, assimilate, and they work very hard. There's no dominating gangs. They're not attacking our culture. In fact, they integrate and they feel and they become British.
Yeah. Some noms are more equal than others. And what noms are more equal than others? The noms that the Jews tell me are good. But, of course, he's part Jewish, right? So, Tommy the Gatekeeper. I don't know. Show it on YouTube? Was I show it on YouTube? Really? Hold on. Really? Oh, no. Oh, no. Hold on here. The video has been removed for violating. Oh, you know what it is? That YouTube. Oh, I forgot about that. That YouTube algorithm goes crazy. They got AI running. You can't put anything on YouTube without going absolutely bonkers. Let me take it down, and I'll try to start streaming there again. They might have given me a strike or something. I don't know. Hold on here. It is what it is. You guys on YouTube are spoiled. It just, you can't really show anything on YouTube without getting a strike. It's just the way it goes. Let me see what they I'm trying to see exactly what's going on here. Okay. Let's see what YouTube removed your content. Okay, hold on here. Let's see here. We think you violated a violent or graphic content policy. Content that shows perpetrator filmed during a deadly or major violent event. We remove the content. What to do next? Review your content and the policy. In your review, can ask to take another look. Okay. They just basically take stuff down. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, I probably will start. I keep saying I'm going to plan on start streaming on X. I will start streaming on X. I'm not going to be streaming Friday, but I'll be back Sunday, I believe. I believe I'll be back Sunday. Monday, I'm definitely back with Mark Collette, but I'll be back Sunday. Friday, I'm taking off. Review and take action. Let's see. I think I already deleted it. Here we go. Review not available. Yeah, I deleted it. So, okay. So they didn't take down the channel, but they did take down. You can't do anything on YouTube without getting hammered. So you guys will be writing, what happened to the YouTube stream? I love the YouTube stream. Well, the YouTube stream got taken down. Got banned. Because that's how YouTube operates. You can't do shit on YouTube. All right. Wow, that YouTube AI knew I was streaming that shooting incident without any sound, and they hammered that. Crazy. No links in the chat, please. If you're going to do links, do a super chat. I just don't like links in the chat or pics. You can do super chats, but don't pop links in the chat unless I ask for it. Very simple rules. Be respectful. Don't spam the chat or put up links or stuff like that. Don't like it. Police handcuff dying white boy as he bleeds out. Very controversial case. Police get to a scene, a stabbing scene, and a white boy's dying, so of course they handcuff him. handcuff the dying white kid, right? Oh, my God. Mark Collette wrote this, and I know it was carried far and wide. I put it up. I can put links up on Europa.com, so I put it up for him. And we're constantly looking for Substack stuff, good Substack stuff. And Mark is writing, I mean, there's a lot of good Substack stuff out there. A lot of it's paywall, which is okay. People got to make a living. Mark's is all free. So you guys, Mark will be on next Monday talking about this. Now, what's significant is the richest man in the world is saying he wants to fund a wrongful death lawsuit on behalf of this young man's family. And it is a terrible case. Another one of these that are just out there, you know. Anon stabbed him and told him the officer he was being racist. Instead of trying to save them, they handcuffed him and let him bleed out. That's right. That's a critical point. The cop showed up and the Anon said he was being racist, so we stabbed him and killed him. And so they handcuffed the boy dying, bleeding out. It's the craziest shit ever. But believe it or not, there's been even crazier cases in the UK. And we're going to talk about this with Mark Collette. You guys should follow him on Substack. Everything he does is free. You don't have to pay anything. And he is one of the great Substack writers out right now. Centuries-old English law subverted for Israel. Vote harder, the failed micro-party strategy. We're going to talk about a Substack and his new work because I do publish it for him on places I have access to, whether it be X account, my X account, or a news collator, which you guys can check out. There's other stuff. There's other people that post on Europa as well, but there's all kinds of mainstream news, and it will swing hard right, depending on what I get my hands on and can put up there. But always looking for more stuff. Hopefully Warren Balog writes more, and I hear Eric Stryker is going to be writing more, which is good. You know, when I first started podcasting in 2009, there was no podcasters. Well, minimal. You could count them all in one hand. But there was a lot of writers. Now it's the direct opposite. Everyone's a live stream, but no one's writing. You know, all the pigs in the UK police system should be arrested. They have a revolution. It should go way worse than that. Memorial Day weekend barbecue slam beer. Well, I don't drink, but probably will barbecue. But I'll be back Sunday, though. Be back Sunday. Friday, I got some stuff going on. And over the next month or two, I might take a day off here or there. Pretty rare for me historically. But at the same time, at any given time, if I take a day off, there'll be paywall stuff. And I eventually want to put all MP3s for like $5. You can get MP3s of the show on Substack. I do have a Substack. There's no way to hook it up. There's no way to, you can join it for free, but there's no way to like give money to it. But eventually I'll put like probably MP3s up there or something. You know. Anyways, I just thought about it. You may want to consider what some of the Red Pill streamer guys do. What's Red Pill streamer guys? Do the PG stuff at the start of the show, then anything controversial later in the show. I don't really care. Typically, I don't do controversial stuff. YouTube, every once in a while, takes me down. They do it automatically. I mean, that was just kind of like a fluke. You don't really know what YouTube's going to take down other than other YouTube content. You know, it's just the way it goes. So I arrange my shows that way. YouTube is kind of like a courtesy. The only people that really watch it are long-term subs anyways. Something like X will be different because the last time I streamed to X, there was 5,000 people on watching it. Although X's numbers are kind of weird, maybe it was only like 1,000. But anyways, I have a big... I shouldn't say big. I have like 34,000 or 33,000 followers on X, so it can get some hits if I'm live streaming there. It's one of the reasons I will live stream there. But nonetheless, I might eventually live stream to X and leave YouTube. YouTube is a problem as they go all AI because they're going to start cutting stuff right, left, and center. So there's no point in sending people somewhere to watch a stream where it's just going to get cut off. That is a problem with X. I mean, that's a problem with YouTube. So far, X does use AI, But if it's a lot of that clip I was playing is up on X. Partisan Girl, Siri Girl had that up. So, I mean, if it's up on X, it's free for all for X content, right? So the problem with X, from a viewer standpoint, is your comments get automatically taken down. However, the AI is more aggressive at taking down comments on YouTube than it is on X. So, you know, that's the world we live in. And so if any of you guys made comments on YouTube and the comments came down and you guys are, I remember someone wrote in and asked me if I was taking down their comments. I told them no, but X will do that automatically because their AI is very aggressive and they're at the forefront of that. So, well, YouTube has its upsides. The upside is if you're in some kind of major disaster, you can still stream to it. The reason I stream to it is guys can watch it low bandwidth. We've got subs, long-term subs. They're out in the middle of nowhere. And you can actually watch that stream and listen to it on super, super low bandwidth, which you can't get away with on other streaming platforms. Now, Rumble may be coming up to speed, but so far, YouTube's the king of that. That's the reason people stream to YouTube. It's quality, and quality on the low end. So you might be able to do that on X, though. But anyways, I might switch out YouTube for X. It may be pointless to stream to YouTube if they're going to automatically just censor fucking everything. When is Syrian Girl getting knocked up? I don't know. Whenever she moves back to Syria. But anyways, enough of that. Poland seeks to ban gay adoption. We might ask Mark Coletta about that. A lot of stuff's going on in Europe. Hungary elected this... Liberal Democrat. This liberal was running on Hungarian conservative values. But immediately they're expecting him to import the gender cult, basically the faggot cult that's pervasive at the top of Western civilization. You guys are saying YouTube is so censored it's crazy. It's more censored than YouTube, more censored than X. But if you say something on X, X will down the comment almost immediately. YouTube is just as bad, though. If I posted the same video, I'd be taken down and reported almost immediately. You're talking about on X, Kitty Waffy? So they're basically the only people that can get away with posting that stuff on X, which I wouldn't even try, are probably large established channels that aren't racially minded, is what you're saying. So they expect this new guy, like the Hungarian leader ran on basically sounded like a conservative left winger. And now they expect him to go like left out the window and start importing all kinds of migrants and running all this type of faggotry. This is typical par for the course. Then, of course, they're going to want to get Orban back in there. The Zionists versus the faggots. The Zionists, in this case... The Hungarian leader wouldn't import nons, at least not that many. Now you're going to have the other that's going to do the direct opposite. But we'll have to see. He might not do any of that. Hungary is still a conservative culture. He could get an immediate backlash. Germany. Wait a minute. This is not what I wanted. What did I want up? Oh, this is the wrong clip. Whatever. We'll move on. Big news coming out. All over Europe, they're glazing India. Modi's over in, check this out, Modi's over there in Italy, and he's filming videos. You see, this is Modi and Maloney. They're filming videos in English.
Very, very good topic. Prime Minister Modi brought us a gift, a very, very good topic.
Matt.
Yeah, Maloney, they're doing social media stuff in English, which is fucking weird. Maloney doesn't do social media in English that I know of. Every time I see a social media clip of her or any clip, she's in Italian. But now her and Modi are speaking in English on social media. Very weird. But anyways, let's go to Sweden because Sweden's been enriched by the 90,000 strong Indian diaspora. They're just glazing India.
Today, some 300 Swedish companies operate in India, many of them with their own production capabilities. And this relationship is growing as Indian companies also increasingly invest here in Sweden. Actually, slightly more than 10 years ago, I myself, together with my Indian counterpart at the time, we signed the first Sweden-India Social Security Agreement in New Delhi, with the explicit aim to promote corporate and professional ties between our two countries. That might have helped. Today, the 80,000 plus Indian diaspora here in Sweden makes a significant contribution to our economy and our society, not least bringing much needed skills in high-tech sectors across Sweden. The European Union, Sweden, and India all recognize the...
Now, this stuff is just out of left wing. I'm sorry, just out of left field. This left field glazing India shit.
Immense potential that lies in deepening our partnership, not least when the world is as complicated and unpredictable as it obviously is today. Prime Minister Modi, your visit marks another milestone in this history of India-Sweden relations. Today we have launched a strategic partnership and a joint action plan for our shared objectives. We upgrade and we modernize existing areas of cooperation, and we expand this cooperation to new areas shaping the future. Innovation, emerging technologies, AI, space, and geospatial technology, along with the green transition, of course. As for concrete outcomes of today's meetings, first, we have agreed to launch a joint innovation partnership 2.0, and to set up a joint center for science and technology to connect academic institutions in both countries. Second, we will enhance our political dialogue on security and defense-related matters, including through a dialogue between...
Now, this is going on all over Europe. I showed you Meloni in Italy, and this is, of course, Sweden. They're just lining up to glaze this sheet.
Now countries' national security advisors. Third, we launch a third phase of the leadership group for industry transition called Lead It, which is proudly co-chaired by Sweden and India. Through Lead It, we will continue to drive this global movement for accelerating the green transition of heavy industry. And fourth, the sky is not the limit for the Sweden-India partnership. Instead, we both share an ambition to scale up our cooperation on space.
Dubious. Someone's saying they're almost as bad as Africans. Well, they're more dangerous. They're smarter. Clever. They have a different kind of intelligence. They're kind of like a scheming clever, I guess you could say, sort of. Low rent. Some of them, I mean, there's statistically speaking, you have a lot of people, so you're going to have some smart ones, and all the smart ones are in the West. They don't want to stay in India. Their smart ones aren't as smart as our smart people, but they can knock the average person out of competition. They also tend to lie a lot about credentials, and it's all kinds of different problems. Hell, I mean, if you lie and get in somewhere like Harvard, it's pass-fail, so you're going to do okay there, and they're going to sail. Imagine like a Jeet who has a Harvard degree or something. This is all EU-forced agenda? Very good. Yeah, well, it's more than an EU-forced agenda. It's definitely a white genocide. 30-year Treasury yield tops 5.19%, highest since before financial crisis. And of course we have some financial news. Let me pull that up. Let's get going here. We have super high gas prices. I know all 50 states have gas prices above $4. Which I don't know when the last time that has happened as a percentage wise inflation. Taking for account inflation, but it's a lot. It's through the freaking roof. But they're being hit by high mortgage rates. All right. American consumers are now facing 7% mortgage. Now, what would be the big deal is if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM, a 3-year ARM or a 7-year ARM or something, and it's having to adjust, or if you're getting a new mortgage. A lot of people on lower mortgages just aren't going to move because it doesn't make any sense. It could bring rents down dramatically in some areas. We'll have to see how this ends up. But American consumers are now facing 7% mortgages, 4% inflation, and 30% loss in purchasing power of the U.S. dollar since 2020. Yeesh. That's a big one, ain't it? You know? Bloody fuck you, bloody. Yes. All the smart ones came over in the 70s. It's intriguing. Yeah, there was a lot of second, third generation ones. But nonetheless, the American economy, Home Depot gave pretty good raise, said the consumers are still buying. I don't know. There was another statistic out of Goldman Sachs that said 40% of people that make over $300,000 a year are just living paycheck to paycheck, or is it $200,000 a year? Can you imagine making over $200,000 or $300,000 a year and just living paycheck to paycheck, spending that kind of money? It's crazy. Nonetheless, now 75% disapprove of Trump's handling of the economy. 75%. That is a frigging number. I made it myself, Sar. Yeah, 75% disapprove of Trump's handling of the economy. His poll ratings are still sinking even further. And he knows that. Trump pushes bigger refuge intake for Afrikaners. Now, as far as all the refugee scams and stuff like this, I really don't have a problem if Afrikaners want to come to America or any white country. I don't have a problem if they want to carve one of their own up. I think that's kind of like a tough decision that only Afrikaners could make. But he's obviously got some agenda here. And in my opinion, his agenda is something to do with Elon Musk and getting rid of the leadership of South Africa. Because in a surprise move, the head of the EFF, Malema, is going to go to jail. So you know they're trying to tamp things down in South Africa. South Africa is like, get rid of the communism, the racial agitation, make some adjustments, and knock off this white genocide business. And I think they're using all this as a threat to open South Africa up. They want control of South Africa. Now, I'm speculating, but I just don't think he's going out of his way to help white people. I just don't believe there's something in it, you know, something out of nothing. Now, they're saying that Melania Trump, ironically, actually sent Starlinks to Boer farmers and stuff like that. That particular Aranya. Melania sent Starlinks to Aranya, which is pretty wild. So, you know, the South Africa situation and the graphics out of South Africa can get anyone's attention if you have even half a brain. But the whole entire thing, I think, comes down to who's controlling South Africa, the massive amounts of natural resources, and Trump wants that, and Elon Musk wants that. Elon Musk couldn't do business back in his home country because he's got to sell off, give half his business to a black guy. They don't want any of that. They want it all gone. I just don't know how they're going to go about that. But what they are doing is putting leverage on South Africa vis-a-vis white genocide, which the motivations I don't trust, but I don't mind that they're talking about farmers being killed because at a very high level because it's happening, and anything you could do to help South African farmers is okay, because they're not, I think half of them, not all of them, but a percentage of them, the ones that I know are going to be smart enough not to trust the Trump or Trump administration. They're obviously using them as somewhat of a political game, but nonetheless, you've got to take it for what it is. You know, I don't know that farm attacks have abated at all, but there's definitely probably some elites in South Africa having to rethink some things. The idea that they would throw Malema in jail is obviously connected to Trump pressure. Now, if Elon Starlink gets a Starlink contract, if they start rolling back their affirmative action programs, that would be wild. I just don't know if that's going to happen. Hopefully the Boers get their own place over there. Anyways, it's my little take on that. But this is electioneering by Trump. It looks good to white America. I don't know how much white America is paying attention to it. But, you know, white America, the boomers versus the Zog versus anti-Zog. You know, everything that's not a boomer is anti-Zog. The boomers are still Zogified. Big time. Trump orders increased scrutiny of illegal immigrants' banking activity. And this is election engineering. And until we see something tremendous out of it, I just assume it's electioneering. You know. Trump AI executive orders seeks early government access to frontier models. They're really worried about rolling out these AI models that could just take over the universe or hack everyone under the sun. Very dangerous stuff, I guess, to them. We'll have to see what goes on there. And every day there's a new AI horror story. Pizza Hut AI store control system is such a disaster it wasted $100 million, lawsuit alleges. Well, it doesn't surprise me at all. Absolutely does not surprise me. I meant to put this in before here. But back to this. This is a problem for the election. All 50 states top $4 a gallon. This is a problem. Everywhere in America you have to drive. There's not really any public transportation systems. I mean, there are in cities like Chicago and cities like New York. There are buses. There are government. There are local various different ride shares and local publicly owned buses. But public transportation, unless you're outside of unless you're in, you know, some one of the few major cities that has any, is nothing to write home about. And public transportation in places like New York and Chicago, well, you already know. I mean, sometimes some lines in Chicago are safe, others are not. It's a disaster. So basically, gas prices mean a hell of a lot more in America than we are being led to believe, because everyone needs a car to get around in America. It's also a giant place. It's not like, you know, all these cities have vibrant, you know, vibrant public transportation, effective public transportation. Trump blurts stunning gas price rant amid sinking polls. This is peanuts. This guy is so out of touch, it's unbelievable.
Mr. President, you pushed to suspend the federal gas tax.
Yeah.
Are there other initiatives that you're...
Well, there may be. It's very temporary. Yeah, there may be. Anything to keep it down. Look. As soon as this war is over, gas is going, you know, I had gasoline down to $1.85 in Iowa. I was in Iowa, and the stations had it at $1.85. But I was down to, in many cases, less than $2 a barrel, a gallon. And then I said to myself, this is great. We just hit a new high in the stock market. Everything's going good. I'm sorry, but we have to go down and take a little journey down to... We have to do something with rent. We cannot let them have a nuclear weapon. You want to see the world exploded? You want to see a problem? And this is peanuts. And I appreciate everybody putting up with it for a little while. It won't be much longer. But you're going to have, and frankly, there is so much oil out there. One of the things that is happening is these big ships are coming up to Texas, Louisiana, and Alaska, and they're loading up. But I don't even think about that. What I think about...
Yeah, that doesn't help the American consumer by emptying our oil reserves, though. So, more of that here in a minute. Democrats scramble to contain their Maureen Galindo problem. And the problem they're talking about is Zionist... This is a Democratic anti-Zionist liberal, basically, who wants to put Zionists in detention centers. She wants to send Zionists to camps. This is what she campaigned on. And guess what? She got nominated. So it's kind of funny. So they're saying, you know, this is a problem for Democrats. Democrats need to, they need to rein this in, this anti-Zionist problem. You know, it's kind of funny. Now, Zog in the country is very well armed, and they got armed boomers. And Thomas Massie shows that AIPAC still has the teeth. And Massie won outright among boomers. Boomers basically defeated Massie. Boomers bought into the AIPAC stuff. They bought into the biblical stuff. They bought into the Jew stuff. And boomers basically tossed out Thomas Massie.
I
I would have come out sooner, but I had to call my opponent and concede, and it took a while to find Ed Galrein in Tel Aviv.
Ooh! I like that. At least he was snarky.
Listen.
Now, pro-white boomers are okay.
I would have come out sooner, but I had to call my opponent and concede, and it took a while to find Ed Galrein in Tel Aviv.
Now, they're crying over that. But nonetheless, I'm looking at Occidental Dissent's coverage. Occidental Dissent is doing a good job of covering this stuff. Trump says, I'm right now at 99% in Israel. I could run for prime minister. Maybe I will after I do this. I'll go to Israel and run for prime minister.
I'm right now at 99% in Israel. I could run for prime minister. So maybe after I do this, I'll go to Israel, run for prime minister.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if he was prime minister in Israel? That's kind of funny. All these Jews supporting this. Fuentes goes off on Republicans for celebrating the defeat of Thomas Massie.
The neocons, these people, the Likudniks, they have been in control of the GOP, and all I know is this apparatus needs to be shut down.
Yeah, he's not wrong in that point. Good luck with that, though. Take something supernatural. Can't wait to see it. You know, South Carolina House advances new GOP-favored map to weaken Clyburn's seat. The GOP in the South is shoring up power, right, left, and center. The Bible Belt is Israel's safety belt, is what they say. It looks that way, you know. But Massie was defeated by AIPAC, which I thought he would end up winning based on the polls. But the overwhelming boomer vote for Zog is something to contend with. It's going to be a potent force in the South from the looks of things. So, loss of Massie is just one fuck you from boomers to younger generations. Well, Massie was anti-Zionist. They were going all out. That's kind of why I wanted him to win. And I wouldn't agree with him on anything else, but that's kind of pointless. I thought he was going to win. I thought he'd end up pulling it out because Trump is so unpopular, because the war is unpopular, because the economy. But they must have done quite a number. I'm not obviously in Kentucky. They must have done a huge job in running out to get out the vote at AIPAC, saying Massie's bad for Israel. You vote for Massie, you're going to burn in hell because Yahweh's going to kill you or whatever else, you know. And it was the most expensive primary in U.S. history. And Jews just don't care with that much money, you know. $50 million to eat that seat. Yeah, they're sending a message. And it's going to probably create a certain amount of silence in Congress for at least a bit. You know. But anyways, the GOP all across the South, man, they're just going crazy. And the NAACP is going to boycott. They're saying they're being disenfranchised. And the GOP actually should have done some of this stuff a long time ago. They're not doing it for the reasons I would want them to do it. They're doing it for their own reasons. And Zog reasons, probably, in the end. Bulgaria's adoption of the euro, historic shift. Well, that's the wrong piece. The piece I wanted to pull up was about the euro being a shift. The digital euro, France 24 ran a particular piece today about the digital euro being a financial independence play by the EU. Well, it might be by the EU, but it won't be shit for the average European with the current jokers in charge. Yeah. I think they spent $30 million on Massie's opponent. I heard like $50 million, but I don't know. Spent a lot of money, that's for sure. But just as late as January or February, Bulgaria adopted the euro, so that's kind of interesting. And, you know, it is what it is. But nonetheless, it's one to watch. I don't know when they're going to get rid of all cash in Europe, but it's coming. It's already happened in China. It's part of the plan. You know, but this is pretty wild. The Congolese community groups and anti-racism NGOs, did a protest in Dublin following the death of 35-year-old Congolese national. So we already got deaths of Congolese fighting Irish police, which is kind of funny. This guy got yeeted. And we already have the riots, the Congolese protests, the Black Lives Matter protests coming to Dublin. So you got all these Irish shitlibs going out to their an all black, trying to be black bloc at the Irish version of Black Lives Matter. It's really too much over this Congolese who was mistreated by police. Yeah, it's just a little bit too much. Yeah, future doctor, they took him out. Now, Democrats, of course, over in America, Democrats are, hell, I mean, they're even leading for governor of Florida. It looks like the Democrats are really going to pick up some seats, maybe. Definitely pick up some offices. I don't know what this means. It's kind of like a civil war. We ain't in it. Well, we're kind of in it. We don't have any guys in it, basically. No guys on our side. You might have some anti-Zionist leaning people, but no pro-whites. Trump privately fumes over imperiled ballroom security money. What's pretty wild about this is they're actually building hospitals and military meeting centers underneath this ballroom. Pretty crazy. This ballroom has all kinds of crazy shit. Trump to attend G7 summit in France, White House officials say. So Trump will be in France. I'm guessing they'll probably make fun of him over there now that he's lost some of his power and luster. Or maybe not. They might have to kiss his ass. Would be funny. They have to kiss India's ass, which is kind of hilarious. I've got a few more news pieces, and I'll be going off. I won't be on Friday. I'll be back on Sunday, all else being equal. And Monday, I will be on early with an interview with Mark Collette. Keep that in mind. U.S. raises pressure on Cuba with indictment of former leader as island's president condemns charges. Holy shit. All right, so U.S. wants to take over Cuba. It's going to be U.S. taking over all South America. It's going to be North America, South America, all under the thumb of a U.S. dictator. Intriguing. Inquiring minds want to know how this ends up. But they're raising the pressure on Cuba. They indicted the former leader. And at any given time, they're worried about Cuba firing drones into Fort Lauderdale and whatnot. It should be a pretty wild morning. Right? This is the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Marines from the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit boarded Celestial Sea, an Iranian-flagged commercial tanker suspected of attempting to violate the U.S. blockade. So far, the blockade still has quite a bit shut down, but they are letting traffic through. Tankers exit Strait of Hormuz with 6 million barrels of crude oil. And what's going on right now, Trump basically paused his plan to attack Iran. They were supposed to start on Tuesday. Benjamin Netanyahu is all pissed off. Trump, Netanyahu hold testy call over Iran. Supposedly they're going to cut a deal. The war is over. The Gulf allies do not want another attack because they're being smashed. Israel does want an attack. I don't know what any of this means yet. You know, usually Israel gets what they want, but Trump says he controls Netanyahu. Seriously, he said that just in the last 24 hours. But supposedly they had an angry phone call where they're fighting. Zero Hedge is telling us Trump and Netanyahu call as U.S. presses Iran to sign the document, but Israel wants military green light. Iran issues its straight passage protocol, and they want crypto. And all right, U.S. Marines board flag tanker, we brought you that. Iran confirms ongoing exchange of messages with U.S. U.S. is seeking to start a new war. We don't know what's going on. I don't think Trump wants a war. He wants this to be over. But Trump plays on a team. That team is run out of Israel. And he's going to have to do something to get rid of Iran. to have his Trumpian empire across North and South America. Yeah, he's saying he controls Netanyahu. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know that J.D. Vance is positioned as anti-war, which is kind of interesting. Kind of like Obama was positioned anti-war, which doesn't mean shit. But are they going to take out Cuba? Is Cuba going to start hitting Florida with drones? That would be fucking crazy. But Cuba's supposedly stockpiling drones. Why wouldn't they? You know? They got a black eye in Venezuela. They were guarding the Venezuela president, and they got humiliated. Humiliation ritual with special forces storming and doing a number, killing all their guys. And that sent quite a message. So they're going to take this very serious. Trump has been over by Israel? No, they're on the same team, guys. He's not been over by Israel. He's on their team. He's been on their team since day one. He's got just as much probably... He's got all kinds of goods on Netanyahu, and Netanyahu has all kinds of goods on him. This is how the game is played. You know, he's on their team. He's literally... You might as well consider him a Jew. He's taken the vaccine to make himself a Jew. Might as well be. Yeah. This is pretty wild. Check this out. Now, there's a flotilla trying to go into Gaza. Israeli National Security Minister Ben-Gvir visited the prison where the global Shmud flotilla activists, Samud or whatever it's pronounced, are being held and confronted detainees. Ben-Gvir can be telling detainees, welcome to hell, the summer camp is over. So they're basically just messing. They arrested all these flotilla people and they're giving them the Gaza treatment. Yeah, that first flotilla went one way. This is going to go a whole totally different bill of goods.
Free, free Palestine!
Check it. They got them all like Palestinians. They got them all face down and they're giving them the treatment. No, this is a flotilla. Look at that. Now they're suffering real Israeli abuse. Oh, they do this to all of you. People are nuts. So much for that freedom flotilla. I wonder what's going to happen to them. I'm guessing they'll rough them up a bit and send them out. Might do worse. What do you guys think? How'd you like to be in a detention camp, an Israeli detention camp? I guess you are. You're in the USA. But it's not that bad yet. Not that bad. Tucker went all in on some Israeli here. Let's check this out. See what our boy Tucker is saying to Israel.
Giving to Iran terror regime that controls now also the Hormuz pathway and the terror ring that it created in the Middle East, maybe it would be even worse for any citizens in the world, not only in Israel, but also in the United States. And this is exactly what Donald Trump said. He said that the United States would have been in danger. So you don't believe Donald Trump?
I don't believe Donald Trump, and I also think as an Israeli, you should pause before using the phrase terror regime, since you live in a country that just murdered thousands of children in Gaza. We should all pull back a little bit on the rhetoric like that. I'm not defending Iran, but I'm just saying the terror regime, it's a little hard to hear that from an Israeli right now, I have to say.
That you want me to make an equation between democratic government that's acting, maybe not to your...
calling like the U.S. or Israel democracy is kind of a joke. Well, Israel might be more of a democracy than U.S.
But from self-defense to a terror regime in Iran that is terrorizing its own citizens, that hanging people, gay people from cranes with the Islamic extremist Sharia to a democratic country that's abide by international law of self-defense, it's ridiculous. Do you think that Israel and Iran is on the same equation? Really?
I don't think Israel and Iran are the same.
That's what they're saying.
By many measures,
giving,
they're not.
Exactly
that's
why,
not. Let me. I can okay. totally.
This
happy
is why
to
people are saying,
saying
that,
which
that,
is
that you're targeting only Israel, and by that.
Well, of course,
means,
I'm not targeting anybody. I don't have a military. I'm a podcaster, so I don't target people. What I'm saying is true, which is Iran's behavior, the government of Iran's behavior, is in some cases disgusting to me and immoral. But the behavior of the Israeli government in Gaza is disgusting and immoral. And of course, Israel's not a democracy in any sense. There are millions of people who live under Israeli control who cannot vote, right? And so if the West Bank, Judea and Samaria and Gaza, or whatever we're calling these places, which Israel has controlled since 1967, have people living in them who have no control over the government that controls their lives, which is true, it's not a democracy. So let's just drop the talking points. I agree with you on self-defense. I don't think killing children is self-defense. It never will be. And no amount of recounting the legitimate atrocities of October 7th will ever get me to accept this behavior from the Israeli government, from the U.S. government, from the Iranian government, or any government. It's always wrong. And Israel doesn't like to acknowledge the existence of universal principles that apply to everyone equally. That's why they're principles, not preferences. And Israel, again, which I've always liked as a country, is a lot of civilized, decent people living there to this day, has to acknowledge that principles are universal. They apply to everyone, even you, even me, my government, your government, every government. But you won't acknowledge that. It's always like, oh, Iran's bad. Yeah, Iran's bad. But your behavior is bad too.
Because some rabbits are more equal than others. And the Jews will never think that they're anything other than better than all the rest because they're a chosen people. Yeah, it's kind of why I'm watching it. The Jewish guy looks so angry. This is a mainstream newscaster trying to pin Tucker down, and Tucker did his diplomatic dance type of thing he does, and you know he's trying to make Tucker look extreme, but Tucker's kind of like not extreme at all. He has these universal principles. These universal principles that Israel will never uphold. It's a one-way street, you know. Their group wants everything, and your group gets nothing. And it's always going to be that way. It doesn't matter if you're Palestinian. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, whatever. If you're not one of them, you're a second-class, third-class citizen. Ukraine's homegrown glide bomb breaks cover. Now, the Ukrainians keep building all kinds of bombers and all kinds of crazy stuff. It is going all robotic. Now that they've gotten rid of tons of Ukrainian men, they're going to be forced into going all robotic. I saw a piece out of South Korea. South Korea's fighting age men, like the 20-year-old population of South Korea, is off 30%. Or was it 20%? It's 20 or 30% in the last 6 to 7 years. In other words, the Asian populations, we're going into population collapses. We just have to survive it. It's going to be crazy. But Ukraine has its homegrown glide bomber, and they're going to be doing more drones, more drone defense, and you're going to be fielding robot armies. So South Korea's solution to their shortage of army is to go into robotics, which they will be able to do, no problem. We still got terrible pictures out of Ukraine from the front line. You've got a variety of different stuff happening on any given day. A fighter from Ukraine Special Forces was actually nervous while firing and was about to make a move for a full position change, but he was too late. I guess this is frontline stuff, Ukrainians versus Russians. And there's whole channels that play this stuff. Jesus. And he got hit by something. What was that, a grenade? A grenade launcher? His position was well known and terrible. But it's what war is like. You know, America is such a disaster, it wouldn't surprise me. I've said this plenty of times, if it doesn't end up like Ukraine or worse. Yeah, they're flooding Ukraine with all kinds of brown stuff. That's true. Estonia says NATO jet shot down drone over its territory. And I hope there's not another conflict in Europe. I hope we don't have something else trigger up across the continent to get a bunch of whites killed in places like Germany and so on and so forth. Now, here's the police force in China. China officially begins to replace traffic police with AI-powered robots. Look out. AI-powered robots in China. So this is AI traffic robot. Doesn't look too sophisticated. This looks more for show than anything else. You know, I want to see them when they're walking down the street, curb stopping people they don't like. And kind of like the ones in the movie, like the full-blown RoboCop where he's drawing guns, or basically the arm turns into some kind of laser cannon. That's what we're all waiting for, right? It would be nice for one of these to come into Australia. Check this out. Last news piece of the day. Gang-linked Pacific Islander killed, 4 wounded in Sydney mass shooting. A mass shooting in Sydney. Say it isn't so. Gang-linked Pacific Islander killed, 4 wounded. Holy shit. So basically, Sydney's becoming just like any other American city. American urban areas. All the urban problems have been imported into Australia. But I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'll be back on Sunday. No show on Friday. You guys have a good holiday. Well, I'll be back working on the holiday. Sunday, we'll have a show. Sunday evening. Sunday night. And Monday afternoon, 3 p.m., I'm interviewing Mark Collette out of the UK about the Tommy Robinson was all upset that he attended the giant rally with Sam Melia. And so we'll get Mark on and he'll tell us about his new Substack. You guys should subscribe to that and check out his work. But I'll be back on Monday. Sunday and next Monday. Write that down. But cheers, guys. And thanks for all your support. Stay safe out there, okay?